March 9th, 1987. Present Senator Binkley, Senator Bennett, Senator Eliason. We have Senate Bill 149 before the committee. This committee is the only referral on this bill, so we'll open it to a public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only comments I wanted to make on this bill is that this would allow something that has inadvertently been done in the past. For example, the past 2 years, we had a member from the House who served as alternate to the Budget and Audit Committee who was not a member of the Finance Committee, and that the technical points were not known at that time. This year, when I became chairman of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, I did review the requirements for the alternate members, and of course, in present statute, it stated that in order to be an alternate, you must be a member of the Finance Committee of your respective House. With the appointment that had been made on the Senate side, did not meet the qualifications, so I brought it to the attention then of the President of the Senate, and the President of the Senate then is the sponsor of this piece of legislation, which will take up the requirement of having to be a member of the Finance Committee. I have no problems at all with the legislation. It's just a matter of formalizing something that was inadvertently done in the past.
Thank you. Senator Larson, any question by the committee? Senator Binkley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Larson, do you have any idea what the intent of the original legislation was, why they thought that the alternate member to Budget and Audit should be from Finance?
I would be speculating, but I would say that the Budget and Audit Committee basically deals as an arm of the Finance Committee during the interim. And many of the things that it deals with, of course, are program receipts, additional federal funding. So I would suspect that being an alternate member, the idea was to have a member of the Finance Committee who already had some background information on the items that would be coming before, whereas a member who is not of the Finance Committee might not have the same amount of background information.
Mm-hmm. Senator Binkley?
Do you think that would still be a good idea today to have that alternate member, a member of Finance, so that they would be familiar with some of the issues that are before Finance Committee?
Well, I think that's really the question that's before your committee. If I was to give a comment, it would be, do I think it would be helpful? Mm-hmm. Yes. Do I think it would be necessary? I don't know.
Let the record show Senator Hensley also present.
Thank you.
Any further questions by the committee?
Mr. Chairman, is this designed to deal with the current problem, or is this just a general matter of policy?
It's an idea.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the prime sponsor of this bill is not present. I thought he would be here.
To be here. I just called his office. They said they're not sure where he's been.
Okay. The Finance Committee will request the bill for further deferral. We have hearings on it and work it out.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Ron. Good enough.
If I can give any further help.
Thank you for coming up.
Thank you.
Now we have Senate Bills 87, Senate Bill 112, H.J.R. 6 amended, and H.J.R. 21. Before the committee, you have a copy of those bills. And I would call your attention to H.J.R. 21. It was the Committee of Regional Affairs waived the House bill, House resolution, to rules. They've heard the Senate resolution, which is substantially the same. And I have a copy of the committee report from the Senate bills that went out of Community Regional Affairs.
Thank you.
Chairman, is it necessary to have a public hearing on this? Or is
no, it isn't. No, the public hearing was only for that one Senate bill, which we set aside here. I'm just, this is back of information on the bill that this year, resolution had been waived on a CRA. If you're interested in what the report was on this similar Senate resolution, which we have in committee at the present time.
Well, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we calendar House Joint Resolution number 21.
Any objections? Carried. Are there any comments on the other two Senate bills and HJR 6 amendment?
The Senate bill, may I substitute for Senate Bill 112 resources? Does it have a fiscal note?
I don't believe that we've received a fiscal note.
There is one. It's a zero. From Natural Resources.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Meekman,
I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we approve for calendaring Senate Bill 128 and Senate Bill 112 and act relating to forest management agreement.
Any objections? Carried.
Transpose my numbers there.
Yeah, I
we have a HDR 6 amendment. There's a zero fiscal note on that also. Let the record show Senator Fakes is present. HDR 6 is amended.
Oh, this is. Chairman, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we calendar House Joint Resolution number 6 relating to reciprocal competition in marine transportation services between the United States and Canadian companies operating in Alaska and the Yukon territories. Amended.
Are there any objections? Carried. We have one other bill before the committee. Find it. It's a Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 112. No. Senate Bill 87. I think it's a committee substitute, though.
Right. Labor and Commerce?
Yes, Labor and Commerce committee substitute for Senate Bill number 87, dealing with the credit card interest rates. We have, do you care to testify?
No.
Could you come forward? I'd like to ask you one question. This is the West Coiter who represents the banks. You made some, I wasn't there at the time, but you made some remark that the fact that if, of course, a type of interest rate would pass, that that one bank in Alaska has said that at least have a 16.5% rate on interest cards.
That's correct.
Is that also true for this version of the bill?
That's correct. At the 17% level, I mean, the committee
says.
That's correct.
Yeah, that was just a question. Any questions by the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move committee substitute for Senate Bill 87, Labor and Commerce, from the committee.
Any objections? Carried. Meeting adjourned. Thank you for
joining us. You guys moved all the rest of them? I'm sorry.